Hey, Mama, welcome back to the show, and I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful week. We are at the end of summer, and a lot of our kids have gone back to school, so I know it's like a crazy time right now. So, just praying for you all to have peace, have a little bit of quiet time now that the kids are back to school, just all the things, right? Today I want to talk a little bit about mom guilt, and this is such a big topic in the motherhood community, especially when we have trauma and we come from backgrounds that have trauma. So let's go ahead and dive into mom guilt, what we can do about it, all the things. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Confident Mom Podcast. My name is Melanie, and I'm a Christian wife, mom of four, speaker, and certified trauma coach. And I'm so passionate about helping women heal from trauma because I've been on my own healing journey, and God has shown me how to trust Him and to stop being so angry. Do you find yourself yelling at your kids more often than you want to, and then feel endless guilt thinking you're a bad mom? Do you sometimes ask yourself if you're going to ruin your kids? Me too, girl. I completely get it. Motherhood is so hard, especially when you have undergone any kind of trauma. Are you frustrated and overwhelmed? Do you get triggered by your kids all the time and feel overcome by anger? I know what it's like to constantly be triggered by my kids and stuck in an endless cycle of trauma. Friend, the good news is that you can heal the trauma from your past without letting it affect your parenting. Is your own trauma holding you back? Do you want to heal and stop being so angry all the time but not sure where to start? Are you ready to stop being so triggered by your kids and become that confident, patient mom God wants you to be? In this podcast, you will learn to identify your triggers, regulate your own emotions, and stop yelling at your kids so that you can finally heal and feel like a good mom. Are you ready to surrender and allow God to work in you and through you to heal the trauma of your past and break those cycles that are keeping you stuck? Well, grab your coffee, Mama, and let's dive into today's episode. Hey, Mama, I wanted to slide in here really quick and let you know that I have a free gift for you. So, if you are someone like me and you've been struggling with anger, maybe you even say to yourself sometimes, like, why am I so angry? Why do I get so triggered by my kids? If that is you, then you're gonna love this free gift. I have 12 beautiful printable scripture cards for you, and these scriptures are all around anger. So I find that when I turn to scripture, especially if I'm struggling with something such as anger, that it just lifts my mood and my spirit. But also, I love to hang these up around the house. You can put them, around your mirror, you can put them in your bedroom, wherever you are, where you are and spend most of your time around the house, just so that they stay fresh in your mind. And I find that this just allows me to always have the Word of God in my mind and in my heart, which will in turn help to start reducing some of that anger and allow God to heal you from that. So go ahead and click the link below in the show notes. And you just have to enter your name and your email, and those will be on the way to you. And this will also get you on my email list so that you can find out everything that's happening at the Confident Mom. You will get a weekly podcast newsletter as well. I promise no crazy spam or anything like that. You can definitely expect one email a week from me. I'm not gonna drive you crazy. But go ahead and download those if you're interested. Like I said, they're totally free, and I hope that they bless you. All right, let's talk about mom guilt. Mom guilt is just such a lie. It's really such a lie from the enemy. Although I experience it like every single day, you guys. Every single day I go through it too. I experience it. Even though I know it's such a lie from the enemy to keep us stuck, to keep us from moving forward, to keep us from feeling like we're a good mom. Like, it's such a lie. But I get caught up in it so many times, you guys. And it's hard, especially when we have backgrounds. If we come from trauma, if you have childhood trauma or anything like that, you know, like it's mom guilt hits you hard. It really does. So I know for me, it especially hits me like those days that I just kind of lose it on my kids. If I am triggered and overly triggered again and again, and I just end up lashing out, yelling, screaming at my kids, I immediately feel the sense of this mom guilt, just this dread. I feel so bad. I feel like a horrible mother. I feel like I'm gonna ruin my kids, that they hate me. I mean, and they even have said they hate me before, and then that gets you even more into that dark place of like just hating on yourself, thinking the absolute worst of yourself, thinking you're not good enough. And you could really go down that rabbit hole of these toxic thoughts if we're not careful, and if we don't invite the Holy Spirit in to kind of take that off of us. So I feel like especially in times of like just, you know, you're going through it. You're going through the trenches of motherhood. You got so much going on that once you feel that mom guilt, it's like it can lead you to a really bad place, right? And I've been there before so many times. So thinking about like when do you feel that mom guilt? Kind of taking a little bit of inventory and thinking back. And journaling would be a great thing to do while you're kind of going through this, but I want you to practice this. I want you to really take account of when are those times that I'm feeling guilty and write them down. If you don't have a notebook handy at that very moment, like grab your phone. We all have our phones, you know, so grab your phone and do. Just jot some notes down on your on the note app in your phone and just like try to start recognizing patterns. When are you experiencing this mom guilt? How do you feel when this mom guilt is coming up? Is it because you did something that you're not proud of, maybe you're ashamed of, you feel guilty about it? Like for me, absolutely. It's like when I yell at the kids, when I lose my temper, when I get angry, like all of those things, right, will lead me to the place of like feeling that awful mom guilt. I know for me, another time I would feel mom guilt, and this is far less frequently, but is when maybe you forgot to pack your kids' lunch, or you forgot that they needed something for a special project at school, or you forgot the diapers at daycare, like whatever it is, that can also be like super, not only irritating, but like it can really just allow that mom guilt to creep in and get a hold of you, right? So take account, like what is happening when you're experiencing this feeling? Why are you feeling guilty? What did you do that is causing this feeling? Maybe you didn't really do anything, but it's something your child said. Like, I know for me too, sometimes when my kids are just, you know, kids are kids and they can act out and get angry too. And, you know, we've all heard, I hate you. And that kind of stuff, right? So I know for me, that really triggers me to just feel absolutely awful about myself. And it's hard to not put that like on the child, to not place blame on them. Like, you know, they're making me feel this way. They're doing this to me. When it's actually internally, like we have to kind of look to ourselves as well. We can't be blaming the kids for what they're saying. Yes, they obviously are upset and maybe they're saying things they don't mean, that kind of stuff, right? But like that can send you down the rabbit hole too of feeling this mom guilt. Oh my gosh, my child hates me. Look at how awful I am because I did this or I yelled at them or I had to discipline them. It's hard to not take that personal sometimes as a mom, right? Especially if you have trauma in your history. Especially that because we are so on high alert when we have trauma and childhood trauma. We're like always on high alert. We always kind of feel like someone's out to get us, or someone, like the shoe's gonna drop at any minute, right? Like we're always kind of walking on eggshells, so to speak. And it's hard to realize, like, kind of take yourself away from that and say, no, what's actually going on? Like, what is happening? My child's just angry. So they're just kind of saying this on purpose to hurt me. But it's hard when we're in that trauma responsive state, right? It's hard to not take it personal. Like, I've been there before too. I'm like, why is my child acting like this to me? What did I do to them? And I've even said to my kids before, like, what did I do to make you hate me so much? And maybe that's not the right thing to say in that moment, but I just had been so triggered. And you know, we say things too that we don't mean, and it's so hard. It's so hard, mama, especially if you're being triggered all the time, right? And I've said that straight out to my kids, like, what did I do to make you act like this to me? And it's just kind of like you're saying, like, your feelings in that moment. Like, you feel like, what am I doing wrong? What is wrong with me? Why can't my child just behave? Why aren't they listening? Right? And we take it so personally, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can change our thinking a little bit and know that they're just kids, right? They're just kids. They're not purposely out to get us. They're not purposely, like, telling us or secretly telling us that, you know, something's wrong with us, right? They're just kids. And just like us, like, we have our little mom tantrums, right? When we're triggered, we have our little, you know, we have our moments that we're not so proud of, right? Kids are the same thing. Like, they have a hard time controlling their emotions. They have a hard time really saying, sometimes in their anger, like, saying things they don't mean. We have all done it, right? So if we put ourselves in their shoes, if we kind of turn it around and say, wait, stop and think before you take offense, before you are like, my kid hates me, I'm ruining them, all that, you know, all those lies we want to tell ourselves, take a step back and just stop for a minute and think. I want you to write down what just happened, but also think, like, okay, they're just upset about something. Hey mama, so if you're like me, you are always looking for ways to make extra money online, whether it be digitally or through affiliate marketing, but you are on the hunt for something that's going to help you get financially free, give you more time freedom, and make you a more present mom without having to sacrifice time and energy into another job. So I wanted to let you know that I found something really, really great. It's called MRR, Master Reseller Rights. So essentially what it is a digital marketing course that teaches you everything you need to know about how to set up an online business, how to create an email list, how to get people on your email list, how to create sales funnels, marketing, all the things. If you are looking to make extra money, this might be a great step for you. So the reason I chose this specific Master Reseller Rights course is because it has 100% profits, it has three investment levels, so it makes it super easy for everyone's budgets. It's a done-for-you digital marketing course. It has step-by-step trainings on how to make six figures online, and some of the trainings include email marketing, digital products, Instagram, TikTok, Craigslist, automation, and so much more. There's also a private group for support. And honestly, I made my investment back in just a couple days, and now the rest is purely 100% profit. So if you have been wanting to jump into real passive income and change your life, I would love to chat with you. You can click the link below, and it will bring you to a quick video to check out what it is and if it's something you might be interested in. So, again, click the link in my bio below and see if this is right for you. Trust me, Mama, I know it's so hard. It's so hard to control our own emotions in the moment, right? Especially when we're triggered, especially when we start getting that anger and we lashed out and we have that mom guilt and all the things, right? So I know it's so hard to kind of stop ourselves in that moment and think, but I want you to really practice this because it's gonna not only help you internally to kind of stop yourself from reacting, right, having a reaction, but it's gonna show your kids that you have to think before you act, right? How many times do we want to teach our kids, like, before you go and hit your sister, you need to stop and think about it, right? Like, how many times do we have to teach them that, right? Over and over and over, but we don't teach ourselves it, right? So I want you to practice that this week, especially if you're having, like, those triggers, if you've lashed out, if you are, like, just, like, feeling so defeated, so guilty, so burnt out, just so awful about yourself. I want you to really stop and think. Stop and think and change your thinking around. So we can start to change our thinking by, one, like I said, looking at the situation. Is our child just mad at us because we had to punish them? Or because we said no to something they wanted? Like, what is the situation? And then look at what you said. How did you react? Did you react in a calm and collected manner? Did you maybe yell and lash out? Do you need to, like, take a little step back and calm yourself down for a bit? Like, think about the situation, like, what just happened, right? And then try to pull yourself back. And I know it's hard in the moment, like I said, but try to pull yourself back, take some deep breaths, and, you know, start over. I promise you, Mama, I promise you. Your child does not hate you. Your child does not think you're a horrible mom, even though they said that. They might have said they hated you, they wish they had a different mom, like, all the things. But think about yourself, too. Like, you've said that, right? You've said that probably to your parents. You have said some things that maybe you weren't proud of, that maybe you didn't mean, in the heat of the moment, in the heat of your anger. Like, we have all said things that we don't mean, right? So think of it in their position and try to put yourself in their shoes, thinking, you know what, they're just mad and they're, you know, they're 10 years old or they're 5 years old or whatever it is. And, you know, they don't mean it. It's just a reaction. And kind of just talk yourself into believing that, if you have to, really. I mean, sometimes we really have to get into our heads and talk ourselves into believing something that we don't really believe yet, right? It's like we know it's true, but we have to convince ourselves that it's true sometimes, right? So I want you to do that next time you're feeling that guilt, feeling that, like, anger, all the emotions are just kind of swirling around. I want you to just practice that and know that it's okay. It's going to be okay. This too shall pass, Mama, right? This will pass. It's okay. And I promise you, you're not ruining your kids. Your kids do not hate you. They actually really love you and they know you're a great mom and they are so glad you're their mom. But you're also their safe place. You're their safe space. They can be themselves around you. That's why I find, like, a lot of the times I'll be so kind of irritated that my kids don't act a certain way to my husband, but they'll, like just word vomit all the stuff on me, right? Like, hello, what the heck did I do to deserve all of this, right? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, what did I do? Why am I so special that I get, like, the worst of it, right? But, like, again, turning around your thinking, usually Mama is the safe space. Mama is the go-to for everything because you're the comforter, you're the nurturer, you're the mom, you're everything to your child, right? And sometimes we forget that, especially when we're, like, really in the heat of it, in the thick of motherhood, all the things are going wrong, everything's happening, everyone's angry, everyone's, you know, throwing tantrums, whatever it is. We forget that we are that safe space for our kids. We're their mom, and there's nothing we could ever do to change the way that they see us. There's nothing we could do to change their love for us. That's what I love about, like, children are so innocent and they're so, like, they love unconditionally and it's so beautiful. And it brings me to tears sometimes because it's almost like they have, like, a love like Jesus in a way when you think about it. Because, look, God loves us unconditionally, right? We could think we're the worst person on the planet. We could be doing so many wrong things left and right. We could be, you know, sitting here, doing stuff over there. Like, we could be doing all the wrong things, and yet Jesus loves us no matter what. You know what? He took that guilt away when he died on the cross for us. He took that guilt so that we could be set free, so that we don't have to carry these burdens. We don't have to carry this guilt with us. Why don't we, like, view motherhood in the same light? And our kids have a love like Jesus for us because they're our kids. Like, no matter what we do, yes, we mess up. Yes, we say the wrong things. Yes, we yell at them. Yes, we do things we are not proud of. But that child loves you, Mama, more than life. They love you so, so much that you could never do anything that could stop them from loving you. Like, can we find some power and just find some joy in knowing that? Like, why don't we look to that more? Why don't we think about that more? Just as Jesus loves us, just as God loves us, our children love us the same way. It's so beautiful to, like, just look and realize that. Like, once you start realizing that and just kind of telling yourself that over and over, you're going to slowly let that mom guilt go. And you're going to know that, you know what? Yes, I messed up. And it's very important. It's very important, Mama, that we go and we make amends. Obviously, like, if we yell at our kids, if we say something that we, like, we, you know, we've all said that one thing, like, you're like, oh, right away, you're like, it, like, hits you in the gut, right? You're like, oh, shoot, why did I say that? And it just, like, it kind of hurts, right? It hurts, you know, you hurt them, but you were so angry in the moment that you were looking to hurt somebody, right? So you said something, and then right away you feel that, like, pit in your stomach, like, why did I say that? Like, you know you hurt them, and it hurts you to know that you hurt them, right? So we obviously have to go and make amends, like, when we say these things or when we do something, obviously, that we're not proud of. It's okay. Like, we're human, right? But it's important that our kids know and that they see us apologizing, right? That's a huge, huge thing. We need to go and apologize, obviously, when we've yelled too much. And, you know, I do this all the time, Mama. I do this every single day, it seems like. But it's good for our kids to see that because they're going to start modeling that behavior when they lash out to us, right? So I remember a time earlier in my motherhood, like, my second child is a girl. She's my only girl. So I don't know if you have a girl, but they say, like, you literally raise a girl just like yourself, and it's true. me and my daughter butt heads a lot. We argue, like, it's crazy. We drive my husband crazy, like, just the way we argue, but we're both strong personalities. We're strong-willed. We want it our way. Like, we can go head to head a lot, and it's really hard. So I remember, though, when she was little, so she's 10 now, but when she was little, I really did not like she really got me into my parenting, like, really taught me a lot about myself, let me tell you. Like, you know, you have that one child that teaches you, like, oh man, I need to change some things, right? Well, she's my child that taught me, like, wow, I need to change some of my ways, right? We all have that one. So anyway, she was the one that taught me that. Like, so obviously we had some rough, rough years, you know, when she was 3 and 4 and all that kind of stuff. So we would just go head to head. And there was, like, a little bit of time in there where I was just kind of learning. Like, I had never had a girl. Every child's different. So it was kind of navigating her and her emotions and her moods and, like, all the things, right? And I didn't know how to react. I didn't know how to like handle her sometimes, honestly. And I was just trying to like survive at that time, right? You're kind of like, what is happening? It's kind of like a whirlwind, right? You're just kind of living for the moment, trying to survive when you're in that zone of mothering, right? So I used to have my little breakdowns as well. I used to lash out. I used to yell a lot because I didn't know how much she was actually triggering me. This was before I even recognized that, oh my gosh, she is literally a trigger to me. It's taken me back to my childhood. I'm being traumatized over and over again by this yelling. And it took me so many years to realize this. So this was before then. So I didn't even know like what was going on. I was just like so in like fight or flight mode every day, like walking on eggshells, like just ready to fight. Like you wake up ready to fight. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, obviously I did some things, I said some things I didn't mean, I wasn't proud of, right? And they don't come with a handbook, so there were times I didn't apologize and I just like went on my day, whatever. But over time, I learned, right? We learn as mothers. It's a learning journey. We're learning every day, right? I learned over time that, oh shoot, I need to say I'm sorry. Like, this is not okay, right? So after years and years of learning that and, healing myself and my trauma and all the things, like, I'm at a good place now where I know, like, I can apologize. Well, my daughter has come a long way in her own as well, because she used to never apologize to me ever. And can I really blame her? No, because I like never did that. I never modeled that for her when she was real little. So, they learn what they live, right? And that's what they model, right? So, it's so true that we're their first teachers because they live with us and they're gonna model whatever we're acting like, right? They're gonna want to be like us and do exactly what we're doing. So obviously I don't blame her that she never apologized. But as she grew older, right, I started to heal. I started to recognize, okay, this is when I need to apologize. I started to apologize. And let me just tell you, it totally changed the way she reacted to me as well. So of course she still says things that she doesn't mean. She will lash out like she's going into preteen years. Like, of course, we're gonna have some issues, right? But she apologizes now. And like, that makes me feel good that I can actually like say, like, wow, I was able to model that for her. Even though it started out as like, not a great thing, and I wasn't really doing that for her. Now we've moved on, I've healed myself. So she's at a point where she knows that like she needs to apologize, and I don't even have to like ask her. She'll just come when we get in our little fights or arguments or whatever. She will actually come and start crying and apologize to me because she genuinely feels bad for what she said. And then we talk about it, we hug and we move on, right? And that's how life is. So, I want you to try this week. If you are struggling, if you have lashed out, if you've yelled again, and you're just feeling so guilty, you're feeling unworthy, you're just feeling down about yourself, I want you to try those things that I mentioned. Write down how you're feeling, what's going on, what happened. Go make amends, go apologize if you need to. Also, do not internalize what your child says to you. Don't internalize it. Don't take it personally. Don't take offense. I know it's so easy to take offense, especially when we come from trauma, because things have been done to us, right? Things have been done to us. We've experienced some unhealthy things in our lives. So we want to think everything or everyone is out to get us, right? We tend to internalize everything. We tend to take a lot of things personally when it's not. Maybe your daughter or son said something to you and you took it so personal. But mama, I promise you, they're children. They don't mean it personally. They just, obviously, kids are like 100% honest, right? They're brutally honest sometimes. But God uses them, just like He used my daughter, to have me look at myself and say, oh my gosh, I need to change. It's like kind of looking in a mirror sometimes when you look at that child that is just like you, right? And God does that, I feel like, to change us, to grow us, to help us heal, and also to heal that relationship, right? There was a time like in my life where me and my daughter's relationship was awful. And I feel confident in saying that now because I've been through it, right? We had an awful relationship. I didn't want to be around her. Like, and that's hard for me to say. I didn't want to be around her because of all of this tension and this argument and this fighting all the time, right? So I want you to try those few things this week if you get triggered, which we know, hello, we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We know we're going to get triggered. Like, it's inevitable. It's just how it is, right? It's just how it is. So I want to leave you with that. I hope that this helped you start to realize that mom guilt, number one, is not healthy. Number two, you're not alone. You are not alone in this mom guilt. We all go through it, mama, whether you've been through trauma or not. Like, we all experience the mom guilt. And then number three, don't take things personally. Start to heal those relationships. Start to apologize. Start to model that for your kids so that you can heal and that they can see a healthy and happy mama. All right. I hope you have a fabulous week. I cannot wait to hear from you. If you ever want to just chat, DM me on Instagram. I would love to chat with you. Or you can book a free call with me where we can just hop on a little coffee chat and talk about all the things. All right, Mama, God bless you, and I'll talk to you next week. Hey, Mama, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It means the world to me that you took time out of your busy day to hang out with me. If you could do me a quick, huge favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star rating and written review, that would mean the world to me. This not only lights me up every time I read your reviews, but it helps other mamas reach the podcast. If you're not a part of my Facebook group, head on over to Facebook and search the Confident Mom Society. Come and hang out with me over there. You can also follow me on Instagram at the Confident Mom. And if you are ready to heal from trauma, stop yelling at your kids, and be that confident mom again, then I want to chat with you. Click the link in my bio and schedule your free coaching session with me today. God bless, and I'll see you soon.